Okay, so I'm only Steve from the council is missing, but you do have a quorum.
We do. Okay, we'll go ahead and begin then. And I want to welcome everybody to this special meeting tonight. We're going to make a decision on our insurance, and then Jimmy's going to give us the update on the 4th of July. So Lexi's taken the minutes. Judy isn't here. And Peg, this is being recorded, right?
Yes, it's recording.
Okay, thanks, hon. All right, so I've been working with Josh McHale with Utah Trust. It's been probably 6-7 weeks, well, actually longer than that one when we first called him. But with everything that was going on, I wasn't able to handle it at the beginning. So anyway, I'd say maybe for the last 6 weeks, we've really been working on this new insurance, getting their proposal. Olympus has been our carrier forever. But when we got the audit in October, the auditor said, "You are paying a lot of insurance. Why don't you get hold of Utah Trust?" So I did. Our premium last year was $11,466. They dropped it $4,000 from last year to this year when we got competition. And so anyway, between both of the proposals, we had a meeting with the town council, and we got the proposal from Utah Trust. We wanted to know what they were offering. So tonight, I'm going to kind of let you know the difference between the two insurances. We had the chance as a council to go over both proposals, so we basically know what's going on. So I'll just give you an overview of what they both gave us. It's Utah Local Trust, Government's Trust, is the one that gave us the proposal. The trust members in our area, in our county, is also Torrey Escalante, Bryce Canyon, Antimony, Bicknell, Panguitch, Hatch, Cannonville, Tropic, and Henryville. So we were kind of the only one that they really didn't have, which really doesn't mean anything in general, except the fact that these other cities do trust them, including Panguitch. And I really had a good talk with Camille Moore on this. So, and they're very happy with Utah Trust. Utah Trust, when they found out that we had competition, came down $4,000. Now, I didn't really go in with them a lot because I basically, Bill and I were in insurance years ago, and so we kind of know how it works. But when Utah Trust came in, this new proposal from Olympus is $8,320. The proposal from Utah Trust is $7,805 plus, I'm going to read you the difference between the two because they gave us a sheet and it was really cool. Auto liability with Utah Trust currently, it's 2 million, or I mean with Olympus, excuse me, it's 2 million. With Utah Trust, it's 5 million. Public officials insurance, they'll pay 2 million occurrence, 4 million total, and Utah Trust is 5 million and 5 million. So it's 5 million per occurrence and 5 million total. Employment practices with Olympus is 2 million and 4 million. With the trust, it's 5 million and 5 million. General liability with Olympus is 2 million and 4 million. With the trust, it's 5 and 5. Employee benefits is $2 million and $4 million. With the trust, it's $5 and $5. With crime, with Olympus, it's $50,000. With the trust, it's $5 million. Now, the other things that they give us that Olympus didn't give us was earthquake, flood, cyber, which is really important now, pollution, land use defense, malfeasance defense, injunctive relief, and declaratory relief. And they explained all this to us. It was a very, very good presentation. And as a council, we were really impressed. Let's see. They also, in addition, they have training, online training courses, and they have some that are personal training. I talked to them about conflict of interest, and they do have something for that. So I'm going to check into that. I didn't get to do it before tonight. I lost my sister, and I've got a niece in the hospital, so it's been quite a busy week. And but I will get into that because I think it's important. So I think, let's see, and the other thing was they got a legal hotline. And Josh McHale is a young man that I've been working with, and he reiterated to us that it's really used, that hotline is really used a lot. So that's a good thing for us. I'm trying to see if anything else, but I think I've gone over it all. Liability, autos, property, earthquake, flood, cyber, first and third party, pollution, and crime. So their premium, $7,805. Does the council have any more questions? We gave you both the proposal, so pretty well, I think we pretty well had a good chance to look over it. Any comments?
I'd make a motion to accept the new insurance policy by the trust and let go of our previous insurance policy.
I'll second it. That's Gladys.
All right. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Judy, yes. Okay, it passes 4-0.
Judy, thank you for taking the time and researching it all, and also the presentation was really helpful. It was, I know I mentioned this to you, but it made even reading the other proposal much easier by having it presented to us and understanding the information. And I think the additional resources are going to be useful to everyone. And so I think it's a good move, and I appreciate your efforts in it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. I do too. I'm real excited about this. Okay, so we got the insurance taken care of. I will get hold of both parties and let them know what's going on. With the insurance, I talked to Josh Peterson from UDOT on the parade. And he told me if I got it into him that he would upload the documents quickly for us. So I think our chances of using Highway 12 are really good. I'm going to be on that first thing in the morning. And then I'll try to give him a call also. I kind of like to just touch bases with him. So hopefully that's a go. I think there's pretty good odds of that. Now, the other thing we want to address tonight is the 4th of July on the 2nd of July. And I'm going to let Jimmy take that. He's done an amazing job, and he's got
Judy,
lots of help. Uh-huh.
Gladys, just a question. Does the UDOT have a special form they want us to use for waivers, or they just want us to make up one?
No, I think we have one here, don't we, Judy? Yeah, we have a waiver
okay,
here.
The one that we've had before.
Okay. Yeah, the one that we had before, Gladys.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, she made a whole stack of them, so we're in good shape that way. Okay, Jim.
All righty. So everybody got my email, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So the rough schedule that we're kind of looking at, and I never could find an older one. So 1 p.m. is going to be the parade. And then starting to start setting everything up is around 9 a.m. in the morning. So it's going to be 1 a.m. parade, 2 to 5 kids games, talent shows, etc. I still think we're getting Dunk Tank from Escalante. I haven't heard a no on that. I'm still trying to figure it out. Dinner from 5 to 7, and then somewhere between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, Patrick Briggs for the schedule. The food, figured that easiest way to do this was going to be a vegetarian and non-vegetarian sloppy joes, along with pasta salads, potato salads, things like that. The Relief Society is also doing a dessert potluck to help out with everything. Let's see, hamburger. We're going to buy all the hamburger. We're getting a cash donation from Sugarloaf instead of the beef. So we're good there. Gladys, can you take the waivers again this year?
Yes.
Awesome. Let's see. Am I missing? I don't think I'm missing anything. Everybody else saw all the prices for everything. So anybody have any questions for me?
Yes, Gladys does. And okay. And the reason I'm saying this, Jimmy, is because one of the biggest problems we've had before is all this leftover food. Now, this is just Gladys's personal opinion. I don't think we're going to have 500 people.
Okay.
I think maybe if we plan for between 300 and 400. Now, that is for the salad. I think you could sell the extra hamburger. We can get rid of the extra buns. We just have a hard time getting rid of extra salad.
Right.
So maybe if when you buy the salad, and I would just buy salad only one serving each. You know what I mean? To me, they can always come back more for more. Sometimes kids throw a lot of stuff away, but on the salad, I would just plan for 300 or 400.
Okay. Awesome.
Does that sound reasonable? I mean, if anybody has a different opinion, please feel free.
Right. That's why I threw 500 out there, just to get a feel of what everybody kind of thought, how many people we're actually going to have.
Well, there's just really a big slowdown on tourists since the price of gas has gone up. And it's not just here in Boulder. I've talked to people in other areas. I just don't know whether people are going to travel that much. I guess if we have way more, 1,000 people, we'll just start serving half of the plate.
Okay. No, I'm good with that.
So how do we work collecting the money for?
And so,
do what?
Okay, so now, Jimmy, so this is all donated, or do we have, how do we, because you were talking about so much per family for the food, so how are we doing this?
So I think right now, I think there's $500 in donations that we've received. Are going to be receiving before the 4th. And then, the rest of it, we're going to pay at whatever we decided to take it out of this budget it was. But it was, I'd still like to stick with $5 a person and $20 a family.
And so that's what I have a question about. So a couple months ago, when the only approval that we've made for any funds was to go towards food. And I believe it was $1,500. Is that correct?
It was $15 for the food and $15 for the band. We decided that on both of them that same night.
Oh, I didn't. Sorry, I didn't recall that we had said $15 for. So $1,500 we're paying to Patrick Briggs's band, and then $1,500 we're paying towards food.
Correct.
Okay. And that's all the expenses that the town is paying at this point.
Right. And the food cost right now, even with the five, when I had it at 500 people, was at $900.
And so if that's the case, do we need to charge people to eat?
I was down to do it for just the town, like, because like I said, we have the 500. We're also going to have to pay for, like, we have Jordan. He's going to be our sound manager for the whole thing. He's going to be setting up everything there. And then we have Brandy's crew that I talked to her. They're going to come out and see if she can help us set up the stage and everything, get all that all set up, tables, chairs, everything like that. So.
And so that's all volunteer, or you're needing money approved for those things?
Well, we have the donation for those. We can pay for that.
And we still need a record of that, because donations coming in are one thing, and then money going out, we need a record of, we need to have that as an approval and say that we're paying, you know, if you said Jordan's doing the sound system, then we're paying them X amount, and that needs to be done as a approval of funds, I believe.
Okay.
Do you all agree with that? I think any money coming in or any money going out, we can't just say, oh, we got this donation, so therefore we're passing it on to somebody else. Now, if somebody else is taking care of it, that's different. But any money that's coming into the town as a donation needs to be documented as a donation. And any money going out needs to be documented, and it needs to be an approval by us prior to it being spent.
Okay, I thought it was a part of the, if we were under the $3,000, we'd approve the $3,000, 15 for the band, 15 for the food. That's what me and Judy are talking about. If we had the extra money from the food, we could still pay Jordan. We could still do anything and everything we needed to. And we're still under the $1,500 for that.
And then, so if we were
approved. We need to clear it as a different expense.
Well,
paying Jordan isn't the food and it isn't the band, unless it's coming out, like, if you're saying, okay, you're paying Jordan, you know, $150, $160, is that coming out of the band's total payment and they're taking care of it? Or is it a separate thing? You can't just exchange money without us having a proper paper trail of it and it also being approved by the whole town council.
Okay. So it's not part of the band. It was the extra part of it, and it was $200 through the whole entire day for the set, music, or the sound setup and tear down.
Now, is that Jordan that you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, so his setting up and tearing down and being the DJ, is that right? The sound man?
The sound man, correct.
So that's $200?
Correct.
And then what is the band?
$1,500 for 7:30 to 10:30, 11 o'clock, or whatever we tell them.
Okay, and that's for how many people? Do you know?
I think he has 5 in his band.
Okay. So that's 15 and then the 2. So...
And then does Brandy's crew need any, like, is that a volunteer thing? Is everyone out? Because that's just things that we have to be really clear on ahead of time. Yeah. And also recognizing how much money we're spending. Because in all of the previous things that I've looked at in all the years, at least that I've been on, and then a couple years before, we've never spent more than a total of, we've already spent double what we previously have. And so we just need to make sure that we are counting funds coming in and out.
Okay. To make anybody feel any better, I did contact Muddy Boots Band, and they wanted $3,800 to come to Boulder.
I'm not saying that it's not, that it should have been done, that you're not doing a good job. I just want to make sure that we are moving forward and being accountable for ourselves.
Okay, so... the food part of it, we'll probably have to give a shot in the dark, only because we're not exactly positive right now, right? So if we allocate so much and then make sure that we have receipts for everything, and if we don't use all that, we should be okay. Shouldn't we, Elizabeth? Can we go that route where the food is concerned?
I don't know. That was why in the email I was asking if we could have this information ahead of time, because I don't know if we can, you know, Gladys, you might have more experience, but can you approve money if it's already been spent and promised to people? I mean, usually it's like you negotiate something with people and then you say, okay, well, we have to make that as an approval. And then yes, we'll pay you X, Y, and Z. And I assume that even donations coming in have to be, you know, marked, and it needs to go in, you know, Lexi's going to have to document all the donations coming in, even if they're ear tagged for a specific event. Like when things are donated for this, then they go out for that, but it still has to have all of the, and that's not something I've done the back end of. And so I don't know.
How does that work normally, Gladys?
Well, I'm trying to think. I think basically before we've just more or less, and you'll have to ask Judy if she remembers for sure on this, we've just appropriated X amount of dollars for the 4th of July. I don't know that it was specifically. Now, when we work with BCA, I think we said, okay, we'll help so much towards the food or something like that. But if we're concerned, maybe we just have a donation box there for the meal. If people want to make a contribution, they can. If they don't, that's okay too.
Yeah, and I'm just going with the original intention behind, at least from my perspective, of bringing up putting money towards the 4th of July was to take the expense of the food from the community, especially right now with people having a harder economic times than in the past, that it's something we can give to the community, right? Is that, right. But at the same time, I apologize and I will re-listen to that meeting. I didn't realize that we had also approved money for the band that same night. And that is on, that was me not fully there, but so I just want to be careful of how much we're spending. I also don't want to put the expenditure back on the community to participate in eating. If, you know, the original intent of all of this when it was brought up was to take that away. But I also don't want to get us in trouble later because we're not documenting and properly budgeting and approving things. Each person that's getting paid, if Lexi and Judy Davis are cutting checks to anybody, that needs to be approved by us, not when we approve checks, but be approved that it is something that they should be writing a check for, right? And so any person that is receiving funds, whether it's Patrick Briggs's band or food vendors, like all of that needs to be accounted for from us as a town council.
Well, yes, so can't we just say like Gladys was saying and just take those funds and appropriate to the actual just 4th of July instead of saying we're spending this here and we're spending this here. We're going to do. Yeah. So that way, if there is funds left over that we have out of the 1500 that we have for food or whatever, we can use that along with the donation. So if we actually just say this is what we're using that money for instead of pinpointing exactly what it is, it goes towards the 4th, then we're covered on it.
Well, and I also.
And so are we saying the total amount is 3,000 or are you asking for more?
No, 3,000 is the total amount.
Okay.
I don't even think we'll use that full amount for the, like I said, for the food and everything else. Because I know like there's different places that have already donated money for it too.
That makes sense. And so then if we're doing it that way, Gladys, do you feel and other people that like, reporting back at the, you know, obviously from the 2nd to our next meeting is a really tight turnaround, but that the entire thing needs to be itemized and public so we can see it. And so at this point, we're saying that it's not allocated to exactly the food, but it's to the 4th of July. And we're making a motion to change what we previously said, that it's a total of $3,000 with the intention that an itemized, you know, breakdown of all money coming in and all money going out will be shared.
Okay, Elizabeth, you have a point. whenever we make a check out to somebody, yes, it needs to be approved in advance. That's now, if you just make it out to Patrick Briggs' band, he could distribute it to his band however he wants to.
Yeah, and he can also, sometimes the sound is included in that, right? Yes. And so I didn't know that the person running the sound system was separate from that. And so, we just need to make sure that we're following policy and protocols.
That's true. But also, I think it would be important if Patrick gave us an invoice for the night so that we had a paper trail. And also Jordan, and we keep our receipts from what we get, then we've got a paper trail to account for the money. The money coming in that's donated, we make sure that that comes in as individual donations, and that's all recorded individually. Then that way we have our paper trail and our list for the 4th of July. We can put it all together, and that way we're safe with the finances. But I'm with Jimmy as far as saying, mainly because of the food. The band sounds like it's cut and dry. Jordan sounds like that's cut and dry. So the only thing that we're really worried about is the food. And I'm with you, Elizabeth. I think that this year where we do have the funds, I think that it shouldn't go back to the people. And we may not be able to do this every year, but this year we can do it. And it would be a blessing with everything else that's going on and the finances and the fuel and that, you know, that the town could be a blessing. So what do you think?
Perfect.
Okay. I think Elizabeth, though, has a point. We did not specifically say that we were going to pay Jordan. So if we're going to do that, we need to specifically say, and we're going to allocate X amount of dollars for someone to be the DJ or handle the sound system, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Does that sound right, Elizabeth?
Yeah, and I think at this point, if we're staying, we're still going off of the 3,000, and that we've already, you know, made a, and it should be a contract, right? That's anytime bands come in. I know, like with the Arts Council, you have to have a contract with it because you have to have a paper trail for any coming in out for profit or nonprofit. And same with Jordan. And I know, you know, the Arts Council, when they pay people to do the sound system, if it's not someone that's on the Arts Council, it is $160. But whatever it is, that we need to have it in writing, and we do need to make an approval on it. But if we're saying that base is 3,000, then we're and saying 1,500 is going to Patrick, and now, and Jimmy, correct me if I'm wrong, you said $200 to Jordan?
Correct.
And so then you have the remaining 1,300 that is now being allocated to food, and we would have to make a motion on that. And then if it needs to be readjusted, we would make an amendment to it or make another motion at another time. But we can't pay individually people or bands or organizations without having it be a motion.
Okay, that's good. All right, so do you want to make a motion on that of how you think it should be? Elizabeth?
Well, Jimmy, I guess we can make the motion and second it and then still discuss it and tweak it out if we need to. Because, I mean, so I make a motion that we keep the 4th of July budget as $3,000, that we keep the intention of supporting the community eating, and so that the funds coming in are by donation only for food, that there is a donation bucket for families and people that are visiting that have the ability to donate, that we continue to accept donations that Jimmy's already secured as well as additional. We pay Patrick Briggs's band $1,500. We pay Jordan, I don't know his last name, Jimmy, what is it? I didn't hear that, but
Badger.
That we pay Jordan Badger $200 to run the sound system and stay with the sound system for the duration of the event. And then we pay the remaining $1,300 in the budget towards food and costs.
Gladys
will second. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Jim seconds the motion.
Okay, we got the motion, we got the second. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Jim, yes.
Steve, yes, that was a long motion, but yes, yes.
Judy, yes. Motion carries 5-0. We'll go with that premise, and if we need to tweak it, but I personally think with the donations and the money people are paying, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape, Elizabeth. But the paper trail is really, really important. So you covered it good. And Judy's got a comment.
Can you just run over those figures again really quickly, Elizabeth? $3,000 for the support people?
No, I think it was $3,000, Judy, is the total amount that we're allocating towards the 4th of July.
Oh, total.
Okay. Yeah.
Total. $1,500 is being paid to Patrick Briggs's band.
And then $200 to Jordan.
And the remaining is to food, is allocated towards food costs.
All right, I think we have it covered.
Judy, I think Bill Guile had a question or comment.
Okay, Bill. You're on me. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, this question's for Jim. Jim, I don't know if you want to clarify that on top of that, there are donations from people in the community that you'll collect on behalf of the town, and some of those might pay for incidentals like Brandy's crew or whatever? Or does that all need to be voted on?
What did you decide on Brandy's crew, Jimmy? I forgot about that.
I haven't heard back from Brandy. She said she was going to talk to her crew and find out if they could come and help us set up the stage and set up the canopy. So they were going to be 2 hours, something like that, if they even decide to help. So I haven't heard back from Brandy on it. So that's why that was still up in the air.
All right. Well,
depending if they're not, you know, putting a call out to the community and having people help set up. I know in the past, I had nothing to do with 4th of July many years, and I still showed up to help set up a stage. And, you know, like I wasn't on the organizational end either from the town or BCA, and I've been able to do that. And I think people want to support and make something happen for each other.
Okay, well, let's go with that. And Brandy did tell Jimmy that she would let us, I guess she just got a brand new tent and she let us use it, but she wants to have a contract in case something happens to it that we take care of whatever happens. So, and I understand that because I guess it was quite a chunk of money. So have you heard back from her, Jimmy?
No, I haven't. And the other thing that, Bill, I'm glad you brought that up, is like Bill's donating. He already bought all the plastic and all the stuff and slip and slide, different things like that. We have there's other donation stuff that's coming in. It's not cash donations. It's all the little stuff like that. I still need help with prizes for kids games if anybody has any clues for any of that.
You need help with what? Sorry, I didn't hear what you said. It got muffled.
Like prizes for the kids games and different things like that. Are we going to do prizes for them? Are we just going to let them play? Like, that's where I'm running into the little tiny stuff like that. I got all the food and all the weird stuff. It's just the little tiny stuff I need help with, like the talent judges, things like that. I don't have any clue on how to do any of that stuff, so.
Got any ideas, Judy, how that goes?
I don't have any ideas on prizes. Sorry. Playing to play is, I think, enough, but I might not be in the majority on that one.
Come on, you're on the kids the most.
I know, and I would support that, you know, you play to have fun and you play to experience it and you do your work to to feel accomplished, not to get a reward. So you're not going to win me over on this one. Lexi has something to say.
I'm going to agree with Elizabeth on that one. Considering then that's one extra thing that you'll have to have someone be in charge of and watch over, kind of administer that.
Right. So, yeah.
Remind them that they're celebrating our independence and freedom, and that that all of its own is well worth the play.
Well, I'm glad, because I didn't want to do any toys or anything, but then somebody asked me about it, and I was like, oh, no, I wasn't thinking that far ahead. So,
I think.
Okay, well, good.
But I think keep reaching out and asking people and putting announcements either to us as the town council of how to help you, or putting things out on Pegboard, and, you know, making sure, because no matter what, any organization that does it, it's not one person that's in charge of all of it. Create subcommittees and get the help where you need. And, you know, if there's people that want to help or available to help, they just don't know how or what. And so just communicate that. And, you know, all of your efforts are appreciated, and you've done a lot in a short time.
Yeah, you have. He's really appreciated. And thank you, Judith and Bill, for helping, also jumping in there and helping him.
Yeah,
all right. And anything else you want to discuss? We'll all keep in touch with Jimmy and see what we can do. He's setting up at, you know, he's starting at 9. I got hold of Cheryl Cox about the sound equipment, so they're going to work that out.
Just for us to be really aware, and Jimmy, for you to be paying attention as things are coming in. If we have to do a contract with Brandy and there's a financial obligation from the town, like if something happens to the tent, then that's something that we have to approve prior to it being used, not after, right? And so just being really, you know, I can't now remember if it was Bill or Jim that brought up, you know, a contract with the tent, like whatever we do. And I know like the Arts Council has a contract with someone, and it most likely is the person checking out the sound system. And so then that's not on us, because we've already said that. But even the sound system has a deposit, you know, for it. And so we have to kind of establish who's paying the deposit for the sound system. And if it gets returned without anything, does it come back? Is that something we're putting on Patrick Briggs? Is that something we're putting on Jordan? Is that something that the town is owning? And so all, and it's not saying, Jim, that you have to be on that, but if you're not going to be following up on that, to reach out and assign other people to do those things.
I would say, okay, if we're paying that man to be in charge of the sound system, he should be the one responsible. Right. That's my feeling. That should be part of his job. And then we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. And so, Jim, you can make sure that he knows that that's part of it, that like when he picks it up, he's going to be responsible for putting the $100 deposit down, and we're paying him $200. And if it doesn't get returned in the shape that, you know, he agreed to, he's out $100 because he only got paid $100 from us, and he owes the Arts Council $100. Right. So making sure that all that communication is clear.
Awesome. Yeah, because there's a pain in the butt trying to find a sound person, let alone trying to find anybody for everything else. Like, holy cow.
Yeah, and like I said, whether you reach out to all of us, I mean, if you need help with the, you know, kind of brainstorming and prepping and going through these things, I'm more than happy to help you. You just have to reach out.
Okay, well, we'll be talking about it. And then Andy Rice is going to be our MC for the talent show period of the thing. And nobody, I don't think anybody talks to him about, so I think it's just pro bono. So
that's a fun.
How do you work it out with the judges then? Do you just appoint some two or three people, or do they volunteer, or?
Yeah, I think you should be one of the head judges.
Look what happens when you ask a question.
All right, I'll volunteer to be one of the judges.
Awesome.
See, the whole town council could be judges. You're going to need 5.
Well, then, Elizabeth and Steve,
I'm not being a judge. I'm not being a judge. I exclude myself from that responsibility. I'm all happy right. to.
No, we'll find two other people.
I'm happy to brainstorm ideas, but I'm not being a judge.
All right. So, what do you think, Council? Have we pretty well covered up?
I think so.
All right. My last thought. Let's see. I went through that. We got that.
Okay. Gladys asking, are we doing advertising, putting up any signs?
I'm getting ready to put a pegboard out, and then I was going to ask if we needed to do that. And does the town have any 4th of July decorations? Like, do we have them in the shed, or?
I don't.
Like that? Anybody know?
I don't think so.
But we think the decorations were BCA's, not the town's. Okay. I think the lights that are currently up in the pavilion right now, the like twinkle lights, I'm pretty sure those are BCA's, either that or the Arts Council's. The stage is the town's, the sound system is the Arts Council. The school may still have, we had a lot of little American flags at one point, but I think because we only ever used them for 4th of July at some point, we just donated them to the 4th of July decorations. And I don't think they came back. I'm in Panguitch all day tomorrow, but I can look at the school on Friday and let you know if I find those flags again.
Okay. And then Gladys, is there any way that you can check and see if we can use the church's chairs and stuff again this year, the tables?
Oh, I will. Check and see. Have we used them before?
I think we used them 2 years ago. So I remember going over there and loading like 4 or 5 pickup trucks full of chairs out of there.
Okay, I will check. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, one more thing on signage. Are you going to like put up? You're going to do pegboard. Are you going to put something at the post office on the bulletin board at a couple of the stores? I mean, all it's got to be is computer generated, just so there's right. Kind of a list of whatever, what the times of things.
Yes, I'll see if I can get it printed out tomorrow and I'll take it around.
Okay.
All right. We're, I think Bill and I are headed over to Richfield possibly tomorrow. So if you guys need anything, I mean, while we're over there, I'd be more than glad to look, you know. I've also got a white table, Jimmy, you can use, and I've already told Jimmy, we have a canopy, a camping canopy, a nice one, so we can use that. So anything I got camping that you need, you're more than welcome to.
Okay.
All right. Oh, Bill has his hand up.
While you're in Richfield, if you have time and you're looking for stuff, one thing, rather than just a bunch of bare plastic tables, if there's any kind of paper goods or something, they could do table coverings and decorations with or something, to other than a bunch of folding chairs and tables, if you've can see anything like that.
Yeah, I will. They got a dollar store over there. You know, they have those plastic tablecloths. If I could find some red, white, and blue ones, that would work. I mean, they're real inexpensive, so I'll do that.
And then what are we gonna do for paper plates, cups, forks, knives? You want me to order those? Just put them in with the food order when I order with Jared, with Nicholas.
Yeah, I mean, if we're saying that, you know, remaining money, the $1,300 can go towards, you know, yeah. I mean, I know it's specified for food, but we might need to right now make a motion that's just, you know, or an amendment to it or whatever you call it, that remaining funds is going to food and other 4th of July
funds.
And that at the, and that we will have an itemized list either at the July meeting, and if because of the turnaround is too tight, that at the latest it'll be presented and shared at the August meeting, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we are, you know, like you're going to want some flexibility in there, but we just need to make sure that it's well documented. And any funds that are coming in, whether it's donations, whether it's from a specific individual or an organization, or it's the location cash box donations, they need to be allocated and accounted for when you're doing donations, or we can get ourselves in trouble with donations and how we turn those over. They can't just go from, you know, and I apologize for using Bill, but you said it, and Jimmy, that if you and Judith are donating funds that are not in kind, that isn't volunteer, that they need to come into the town council, be documented, and then go back out as a check to somebody. They can't just be cash exchanged at the event.
But I think if like somebody said, okay, I'll donate the prizes for the games.
Yes.
Then we don't have to account for that.
In-kind. Yeah, because right. It's not cash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is cash, and I'm also going a lot of, because I have not been on the financial end since I've been on town council. I'm just going off, I have to do a lot of trainings for it, just for school funds that are coming in and out and the documentation, and I'm pretty sure they're similar if not stricter for the town.
Okay, so Judy said that the money should come into her and then that she distributes that out.
Yeah, that's what I believe too. And I assume, Judy, that's how you've always done it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because it has to be documented, and now in Polaris, whatever that system is, right? So we just have to make sure whether, you know, you yourself, Jimmy, people are handing money off to you, or you're saying, I don't want to be the person collecting money. It's going to be Judy Davis or Alexi Johnson or ask one of us, you know, like, but there has to be one person that's responsible for all incoming money, and then the money will get, and people need to know that they won't get paid that day. It'll, because it then has to go through, and Judy or Alexa have to write them a check.
Yeah, and Judy right. said it needs to be just one person. So she'll take it in.
Right, and that's what I've been telling everybody for the donations. Like, I think Boulder Farms had already dropped off money for a donation for it. Shirley Pierce, she's gonna donate. Like, there's a bunch of people that, but I'll make sure that everything goes through Judy. So
okay. Bill?
For in kind, as if I understood you correctly, Elizabeth, it's not just labor, like somebody mentioned prizes, and in the case of what Judith and I are donating, it's the materials for the kids' water slide. So as long as we're not donating cash, I mean, we can document the value of what we donated, but we don't have to worry about it going through Judy, and because, you know, it's stuff right. that we're turning into the town to use.
That's my assumption, but Judy Davis, do you know how you've done that in the past? Because I don't know how it's done in the town. I know how I have to do the paperwork trail for the school on those.
Yeah, anything that comes in has to be documented, and anything that goes out has to be documented. I mean, it has to be accounted for.
But Bill and so, Judith, where they're donating, yeah, the
something like that. For tax purposes or something, do you need a receipt of some kind?
No,
or?
No. We just want to keep the town out of trouble. We don't want to donate something and have it become a problem. Yeah.
Well, sorry.
Gladys says, I think they're just donating something for the fourth. I don't think that we have to have any documentation of that. If it was money, that's different.
Yeah, that sounds right to me too.
That's what I assume as well.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Anybody else? All right. Well, we'll keep in touch with Jimmy. Keep it rolling smooth. If we don't have anything, at least we got a really good start. I think that's it. Do we want to move to adjourn, or anybody got anything else?
Gladys will make a motion.
I make a motion to adjourn. I'll second Gladys' motion.
Okay, it's been moved in second. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Gladys, aye.
Elizabeth, aye.
In the middle of all that, who made the motion and the second?
Gladys made the motion. Elizabeth seconded it.
Thanks.
Okay, Judy says aye.
Steve, aye.
Jim, aye. Jim, aye.
Okay. Good night. All right. Was that everyone? Do we get everybody? Okay. Good night. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, Peg, again.
You're welcome. See you guys.
Thank you.